by five at the movies. Five by five at the movies.
For real this time.
We like watching movies.
We did.
Now listen to the show.
Hi, Dan. We're bad at doing this podcast, but we are better at watching movies.
Hey.
We do love watching movies. Thank you, everyone, by the way. It's sweet of you to still show up once a month.
Thanks our for
live,
coming back.
Our live studio audience. We just saw Dune.
Yeah, we did.
I loved it.
It's so fucking good.
We'll get into that shortly, but we'll do our housekeeping now. We have no emails.
Mm-hmm.
We have no Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
We're on no charts.
Mm-hmm.
We got a request
Ooh.
On Venmo
Ooh.
To pay a dollar back.
Aw. Do we forget to tell somebody to fuck themselves?
No, I think Hippie Hater said that the mission was failed, which I don't think it was. So I got a request. So I said, all right, that's fair. I sent it back. And then he sent me $2 back and said that was a joke. I'm like, you can't read humor through Venmo. I thought like, he might be legitimately pissed and want his dollar back. But anyway, now we both get a dollar.
Nice.
Yeah. All so right. Anyway, we'll call anyone Thanks. You want an asshole, hippie hitter. I mean, we'll praise however you want. It's just going to have our flavor
in our own
on
way.
It.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to have your tits blown square off?
Boy, howdy.
We have a new review.
What?
We have our first review in over a year. A legitimate one.
Holy shit.
I know. Not just Hippie Hater.
What?
Redoing his.
What?
I know. We might actually have people listen to the show.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
Real.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Movie Lovers Movie Show. 5 stars.
Yeah.
Love this show. It's about movies, sort of, and TV shows sometimes. Never mind.
Fair.
I thought about trying to be funny, but I can't do it as well as these guys on the show.
Oh.
A man's got to know his limitations. I say bullshit to that. I've never.
We wouldn't have started this thing.
I've never acknowledged mine. This show is a lot of fun.
Confirm. Yeah.
Plus, there is some movie and TV talk. I enjoy it enough to download this other podcast app and leave this review. That's from MJ Beeren.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Especially for going out of the way. That's awesome of you. Thank you.
Right? I was this close to giving up. And then, yeah. MJ, you saved it. Well done. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
I do like the point where he's like, I'm not going to make a joke. And then he says, this show is a lot of fun. Plus, there is some movie and TV talk. I'm like, that is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So
five by five at the sometimes movies and occasionally TV as well.
Sometimes Keith gets... Sometimes Keith takes an edible, starts screaming about Israel. It's not good. It's not pretty.
Wait, I talk about Israel? How?
Right. Yeah. That used to mean something different a few months ago.
Oh, boy.
Right, we're not even going to do it. Let's talk about movies. Dan.
Yeah.
What's the number one movie in America?
The one we just fucking saw.
Of course it
That's
is.
It's going to be Dune : Part 2.
That's the full title. With 82.5 million on this at second weekend.
God damn.
What's the number 2 movie in America?
So here's the fun thing about my box office guesses this
what
week.
What are they?
They all have colons in the title.
Okay, so I'll say this.
Wait till we get there.
I'll say this.
That's not correct.
You're probably half right.
All right.
All right, what are your guesses?
All right, number 1, Dune : Part 2.
True.
Number 2, yep. Bob Marley : One Love.
Correct, at yes. $7.4 million.
And, oh, fuck, I looked up how to say this, and I'm probably going to butcher it, and that probably gives it away if I'm right or not. Number 3 slot, Demon Slayer,
False.
Fuck.
False.
Kimetsu no Yaiba to fuck the you. Hashira training.
Fuck you.
Nope.
Fuck. I thought it probably came out a week before and then dropped off.
Negative.
No. Nope. Fuck.
What else you got on your list?
I have Madam Web : It's a Bad Movie.
Holy shit, you got number 5 at 3.2 million. Still hanging on some. Who is going to...
Damn.
Who in the last week spent $3.2 million to see this piece of shit?
Oh, man. I mean, Sony employees.
Do you have any other guesses before I...
My number 5 guess was Migration : still making money even though it came out in December.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Have any other guesses?
That was it.
Ordinary Angels, 3.7 million.
Oh, I didn't think that was going to make anything.
This one is on Box Office Mojo. I don't know how. It's The Chosen : Season 4, episode 7 and 8.
Because it actually had a colon in it.
What the fuck is it?
It's like it's the season opener of a TV show they put in theaters.
It says season 4, episode 7 and 8.
Oh, it's not even the season opener. No. I guess they just wanted to put...
The Chosen.
Yeah.
All right.
They're just like, hey, this God stuff's doing good in theaters right now. Let's try it with a TV show.
Don't we need more Kevin Sorbo in our lives? I almost thought, oh, man, I saw a preview for a new TV show with him and John Lovitz, and it broke my heart so much. God. And I'm just like, but the whole promo for the show is
acting like good people.
The whole that's funny. That's a good bit. The whole marketing for the show is, look, it's Hercules. And they say this, look, it's Hercules.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, look, we're a whole generation detached now.
Yeah, dude.
Look, it's Hercules, and he's in a sitcom. That's literally the marketing.
Woof.
Yeah.
Woof.
That man broke my heart.
Ooh.
All right, let's do it. Dune review.
Yeah.
I loved it. The things I don't like about it are so nitpicky and small because it's that good. And I realize as we do this show... That's my MO. Like, I get super nitpicky with a movie that's so great.
Yeah.
Because you just, there's little details that would almost make it perfect. When a movie's shit, I'm like, ah, they did their best. Except for Madam Web.
Yeah. Yeah. This thing was like firing on all cylinders. And the only bad things about it are super nitpicks.
Sure.
Highly recommend seeing in a theater. The score in particularly is fucking driving. Just like it's so sure. goddamn good.
I was literally throwing my hands up in excitement.
Yeah.
I love a good revenge story. I always have.
Yeah.
Oh.
And boy, do they like it's a long movie, but the reason it's long is that because it lets you live in the important moments for the characters.
The pacing is so good. I used to say, when I was a kid and saw Titanic, I had this really weird, when I came out of the movie, I'm like, that did not feel like 3 hours of my life. And that's like the epitome of like, a watch pot never boils and time flies when you're having fun.
When
I was a kid, that was when I learned that lesson. Like, I was never bored. I was never bored during Dune.
Yeah.
At one point, I said to myself, I'm going to get up and check my messages because my phone vibrated like 1,000 times. But I'm like, I do not want to get up and miss a minute of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this was my second time seeing it.
Right. Oh, talk about the first time.
So my first time was also my first time going to a 4DX theater.
Feels like the first time.
Is apparently owned by Regal. There are different versions of it owned by different theaters. The 4DX one is a Regal brand. Regal and Pepsi brand, because there's Pepsi shit all over the theaters on the inside of the theaters, too. So it is like an amusement park ride, like a Captain EO or like
I don't think Captain EO moved, did
maybe
it?
Maybe not.
I know there was a Muppets one that moved.
Yeah, there's like a Muppets one that moved.
Yeah.
It is like a violent version of that.
Like, you're in the sea, it rocks, it might blow wind on you at points.
Yeah, there's like giant fans on the side that are like pretty good enough to be quiet enough that it doesn't sound like they're turning on industrial fans, but you can like feel the wind in a windy scene, which is like pretty cool actually.
Sure.
And they've got little jets that fire air bursts at you, or sometimes little like spritzes of water, not like full-on water, but just like a couple of drops.
I want to point out the timing of hitting the toilet button just randomly. Are you talking about spritzes of water?
There's one button to control the experience, and it's water on or water off.
That's it.
Which I guess is at least considerate to people who wore a nice thing.
I have so many questions about how the water works. Is it a tank you have to fill each day?
I don't know.
Or is it a water line? And how often is it clean?
Yeah.
Because there's no way it's not moldy as fuck in a dark, humid theater.
Yeah.
I would not touch that water. It's like the ice machine in a soda.
Yeah. It was either broken or there just wasn't that much in a movie set on a desert.
That makes sense.
Because once or twice I thought like, oh, was that maybe the water thing? And then like, I wasn't.
I can only think of one scene where you could possibly have a spritz of water in that whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole fucking movie is about there's no water. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I would like to go see Waterworld and experience that and just leave fucking drenched.
Yeah. So it did add a ton to the experience. It was very cool. Right. Especially my favorite stuff of the moving seats was the slow stuff. Like, right at the beginning of the movie, it was one of the first things I, like, noticed, oh, this is kind of the how they're doing this, and it gives nothing away. There's, like, you're seeing bad guys looking over the side of a sand dune, and the camera kind of slow pans in an almost like vertigo-y kind of way, and it leans you forward. And I was just like, oh, that was cool.
Oh, that's tight.
I didn't feel it start or stop. You just feel movement happening.
Right.
Which was really impressive, because that kind of stuff, it's really easy to just, like, almost like a car starts and stops.
Sure.
Like, it was just, you didn't feel it at all when it started. Yeah. Was very cool. And they had little air jets behind your head on each side. So in, like, some of the fight scenes where the Fremen would be, like, jumping up out of the sand in, like, a sneak attack.
You get a little...
You get a little... Like, when somebody's getting, like, a knife slit by their neck, you get a little jet of air on that side of your head. And you're just like, oh fuck. Oh, God.
I like that. I might go do that.
And it felt like they had... Do you remember... They were trying to market it to drummers back in the day. I believe it was called the butt kicker or the ass kicker, something like that. It was like basically like a phone vibrate, but for your throne that you would send like a subwoofer line into.
No.
And it would shake your throne or vibrate you as if you had like a giant subwoofer as part of your monitor.
I do not see a reason or a positive for that except to know, hey, you fucked up. You are off with the bass.
Well, it's to feel like you've got a giant monitor system next to you, but without blowing your eardrums out.
Sure.
But they had those basically built into the seats, too. So anytime, like, the subwoofer was rumbling, it, like, vibrated your spine.
Tight.
It was pretty cool.
Fucking so
anytime,
tight.
Like, a plane was dropping out of the sky and hit the ground, you shook, like, shook and vibrated, and it was very visceral. Very cool. But... The whole time I was fearing I was going to fall out of the chair or my drink was going to spill.
How many people have vomited in these theaters?
Yeah.
How many?
They give you no warning.
That's great.
No warning, no seatbelt, no like safety bar like a amusement park ride.
You wouldn't even know if someone was having a seizure.
Yeah.
And just be, oh, everyone's shaking.
Yep. No, it's just like up off the ground a little bit. You have little places for your feet to go.
Sure.
How
much more were the tickets?
Not too much more. It was what pissed me off the most was they asked for a $3 service charge on, and like I think they called it a booking fee
you
online.
Know what?
It's like I just wanted to buy a ticket online. That should be free everywhere,
right? AMC does that.
Yeah,
as I'm starting to actually look at movie tickets to buy because I wanted a Dune popcorn bucket, but they were fucking sold out.
Boo!
Local theaters do it. It's everywhere. And it's just a gouge because. Yep. To buy online saves you having people there. Like, you don't need
exactly. The website is the thing that saves you money as a company.
But like, I would bet big money that even if you buy it in person, it's still a service charge.
Oh, yeah.
It's either a convenience
fee or a
service charge.
I think that's why they call it a booking fee because it's not the, so it wound up being like $25 for the ticket.
Like an amusement park, right?
Oh, yeah. Which, you know, now fucking tickets for like an IMAX ticket will cost you over $20. So... Not that terrible. And
you know,
it was, people online said it was like a smaller screen, but I guess I'm just used to like the micro theater style and it wasn't even that small.
We did the 8:00 tonight. I almost wanted to do the 9 for better seats, but it was a micro theater and I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. See this on the biggest screen that is convenient.
Yeah,
probably IMAX. Yeah. I guess some of the other branded things I've heard that you can like dial down because the seats were in like 16 or 20 seat chunks and they all like moved together.
Oh,
but I guess some of the theaters have individual ones and then you can dial back your like intensity.
Sure.
So I'd try to find one of the ones where you can dial in the intensity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fucking A. All right, that was our review of Dune and 4D.
Yeah.
4DX, is that what it's called?
Yeah, 4DX.
All right. 40X. There's 40Xs.
I thought it was the one that also had like the extra side screens, but that's a whole other thing.
I like that.
That I think Regal also does, but it's called something else.
Neil deGrasse Tyson points out there is some unrealistic things happening in Dune. Specifically.
I mean, at this point, people ask him. Anytime a space movie comes out, they're like, hey, Neil, what'd they get wrong?
Nothing about space.
Nice.
He says the sandworms have a physics problem. He says Fremen riding sandworms defies the laws of nature. He says as worms should curl, not move straight.
All right.
Well, they're fucking aliens.
Space fiction.
They're not fucking worms. They're sandworms. They're giant fucking aliens, you fucking nerd.
And I guess there's not really star fields to fuck up because we're, 8,000 years in the future and you don't know where in the universe or where in the galaxy the I'm assuming we're in the same galaxy, but...
Maybe.
You know.
I mean, you don't know how their faster than light travel works either.
It's from spice.
Yes, it's from spice. I mean, like, you know how, like, Star Wars goes to different galaxies, but Star Trek's in our galaxy.
Well, that's a new thing.
Is it?
That's a very new thing for Star Wars to go to a different galaxy. It was all in the same galaxy.
Was it?
In a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, well, never mind.
It was all in the same galaxy. All
right. I'm fucking it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
this pissed me off, but I also thought was kind of interesting for the future. The Napoleon movie and Killers of the Flower Moon have become profitable post anything else. Like, because of VOD and streaming performance.
Okay.
So,
interesting. Neither made
any money in the theater.
Yeah. It's almost like a more old school way of doing, like, movie money math.
Maybe. Both of them had massive budgets and underperformed at the box office. With Napoleon earning mixed reviews, but both have made money, and I'm like, that's just gonna, it's gonna make the streamers more. I'm too tired to fucking talk. It's gonna make them too fervent in like making streaming movies, and there's gonna be less in the theater. They're only gonna play them in theaters a little bit so they can get their Oscars and move on.
Yeah, get the Oscars, get your like one or two weekend box office that was all you were gonna get anyway.
Sure.
And then pull it immediately.
Yeah.
And sell it to other streaming services.
Sure. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for The Late Night with the Devil?
No.
Holy shit. Who's the guy that in Ant-Man, he's the Russian accented security ex-con?
Oh, David Dismalchin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it stars him. And it's an A24.
Polka Dot Man.
Right? Yeah. And they say it's a true story. I didn't Google it, but it's Polka Dot Man. I guarantee it's not a true story.
Where?
It's an A24, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
But he plays a late night show host in the 70s who's doing a Halloween broadcast and brings in this guest. It's like this girl, her mom says the girl is possessed by the devil and we're going to interview her. Everyone's like, don't do this. It's a bad idea. Because it's like, you're just going to get a bunch of like shitty ratings or like people sending in letters.
Yeah.
And then, like, surprise, surprise, it's the fucking devil. anyway, it looks real fucking bizarre, and I'm excited to watch it.
All right. If he's involved.
Yeah, he's a wackadoo.
Yeah, he likes some weird stuff.
And he's playing like a normal dude, which I don't like. I want to see him unhinged on the screen.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get there. Trailer for Inside Out 2 came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like Pixar. It's
fine. I think it looks nice. Looks delightful.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it can be the background while I do laundry. Vinnie Jones turned down a cameo in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't know who he was. Vinnie Jones played the Juggernaut in X-Men 3, The Last Stand. He's the guy that goes, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah. That's right. Which apparently... Brett Ratner made him do in ADR after they had already shot photography. Or it was like reshoots or something.
Oh, it had to be because he's on his face. But yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the popularity of the meme at the time, which is such, it's like Morbin time. It's,
that's what it was. It was, they had already shot principal photography, then the meme came out, and then they were like, oh, that's funny.
Ridiculous.
Let's do that as a reshoot and put it in the movie.
It's not even close to as funny as the meme even is.
Yeah.
But they were going to replace the CGI Juggernaut they had in the last Deadpool movie with this guy.
Yeah.
He said he would have loved to do it, but the suit impracticality was just too much. He said the mental and physical toll of wearing Juggernaut suit all day made it impossible to agree on a deal. Mm. And I'm like, it didn't seem like that hardcore a suit to me.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
I don't know.
Sleeveless maybe, and it's a helmet. It's not like a...
Yeah,
also,
not like a what's his name doing the Baron Harkonnen who was in there like right. 6 hours Stone of makeup Skarsgard. And like chose to do it because he thought it looked better and like helped his performance.
Or Jennifer Lawrence being Mystique, like yeah. having her body painted for 8 hours. Like, there's no way. Sack the fuck up, Vinnie Jones. Let me fucking do it. You could do whatever you want to my body for 16 hours a day to get me in a fucking Marvel movie, let alone a Deadpool.
Yeah.
You could recircumcise me. You could take a little more off the top. You could cover up my tattoos with whatever you want. Whatever it would take to get me some clutter. And Vinny Jones is like, nah, I'm all right. Fuck yeah. You, Vinny Jones.
Eh.
I kept seeing a bunch of Cruel Intentions memes lately. And it's because they just hit their
was it like a 30
anniversary?
Year? Yeah.
It's 25, I think, because it's 1999. You know, checks. Okay. That yeah. math checks.
Yep.
So Ryan Phillippe, Reese Witherspoon, Sarah Michelle Gellar are all celebrating and posting shit online. And like, that movie is garbage, but I love it. I was in the right age group to be like, this is what teenagers do, and I can't wait to fuck. Yeah. Boy, can I not wait to find some spoiled rich Buffy the Vampire Slayer and just
yeah.
go straight to fourth base.
Boy, were they ahead of their time on incest porn.
Bro, it is the stepbrother, stepsister thing that blew up. That's funny. Visionaries.
It's people who watched that movie who are now old enough to watch porn and
produce
and make it.
Smart.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's funny. I do like that. I will watch that movie sometimes. It is so poorly fucking acted. It's no Madam Web, but it's up there.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. Everybody's direction was as stoic as possible.
Yeah,
because that's what teenagers do.
Uh huh.
Serious teenagers,
ridiculous, rich, serious teenagers that are in their 30s. You know who Daphne Keene is?
Oh yeah, and she X-23.
She is.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunch of rumors coming out because she posted a photo from the set. Of Deadpool.
Hell yeah.
And so she might be in Deadpool, or they're thinking they're like priming her to do something in the MCU future, like Avengers 5 or Secret Wars.
Cool.
So a bunch of things. Like, she's definitely being brought back into the fold. Very fucking cool.
Nice. I think she had been like rumored before the strike where they had to shut down production.
Uh-huh.
And that like before the strike, her schedule wouldn't line up. Like, she wasn't able to do it before, but
right.
then post strike everything got shifted around, so maybe they actually did make it work.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. All right, last thing I want to say about movies before we go to Dan News, I watched Aquaman 2, and that was a horrible pile of shit. That was the most spliced together awful CGI shit.
Yep.
Like, you said it was better than Madam Web, but I'm not entirely sure that's true. It was more
I didn't
enjoyable.
Say how much better?
Because I knew some of the actors, but I'm like, this is so disjointed and so green screened.
Oh yeah,
and soulless. Like,
yep.
This was just a money
this was,
grab.
Everybody's here no to money. Make their paycheck because we already know that this universe is done.
It was no shit, like a really high budgeted improv class.
Oh yeah.
It was so fucking... How do you make me hate Jason Momoa?
They only did so many takes and left them all in.
Yeah. That was... I can't believe there's even reshoots for that because it feels like, here's what we have, now make something out of it. And there's just no fucking plan.
Yeah. Yeah, at least Madam Web felt like they were trying to make an interesting thing and then like... Maybe we're trying like a ask forgiveness, not permission from Marvel. And then Marvel was got wind and was like, right, no, you can't
off,
do that. Man. Fucking change your whole thing. And they're like, oh, crap.
I'm labeling
how do we do
you.
That?
I'm labeling you a Madam Web apologist, by the way.
Oh, no, it's a piece of garbage.
Too late.
But I at least think going in the people
the
who
intentions.
Initially went in with a different script and a different expectation of what company they were working for.
Right.
Cause apparently a bunch of them thought that they were in a Marvel Studios movie.
Right.
Until after they had shot it. And we're like, oh no, this, you got a paycheck from Sony. And they're like, why?
For much less than you thought you were going to get.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you want points? Oh, you can have all the, give her 150% points on the movie, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Have all the points you want.
Yeah.
Idiot.
At least that was garbage because they had to keep changing it while they were making it.
Right.
Aquaman's a piece of garbage because nobody gave a shit.
What? Like, you didn't have any Feige breathing down your neck saying you have to have these things. You could have just made a decent movie. Like, you actively chose to make this shit.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone who is, like, a cameo or, like, a returning person has nothing to do. Nobody adds to the story.
Nope.
It's bad. I couldn't tell you the fucking plot right now.
Yep. It was, apparently, when they were making it, they doubled down on Mira, and then after they were done making it, went, hey, how much of the Mira stuff can we cut out?
Right. Boy, she really shit the bed on that one.
Woof. How many scenes was she just, like, sitting background next to him?
I mean, most of them. She had, like, two good talking scenes, and the rest, she's just fucking there.
There are, like, a couple of shots they couldn't cut her out of. So, like, all right, all right. She's just, she's there. She's not going to do nothing or say anything.
I hate it.
It's so bad.
Uh-oh, it's time for Jane News. You know it now.
Hey. Oh, I think my notes maybe didn't update from earlier today. Oh, well. Yeah, Dan News is going to be short.
That's fine.
There's some Superman stuff came out.
Superman.
The movie formerly known as Superman : Legacy.
Is it not anymore?
Nope.
I did not know that. What's it called now?
Apparently, as James Gunn says on his preferred social media, which is Threads. He said that... he had full intention on it being a Superman Legacy movie, and that by the time he was done, fully done writing it, that he knew that wasn't the right title anymore, and that the only title that it should be is just Superman. He wrote it in all caps. I don't know if that's actually, it's great, going to be all caps, or if that's just his style of, like, great, writing on Threads.
I will refer back to the time that they did Scream 5 and they just called it Scream.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yep. Well, boom. Apparently his...
It will be confusing.
Part of his rationale was, like, there hasn't been a movie called Superman since 1979.
But there already is one.
And at the time, they had only marketed it as Superman : the movie.
Right.
But in the movie itself, they dropped the movie part. Because you're watching the movie, so clearly it's the movie.
Spaceballs, the merchandising.
Yeah.
I hate it. Yeah. Oh, we haven't had a movie called Titanic in a while. Let's, like, make another movie called Titanic. Get fucked.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
And then he, I keep wanting to say tweeted, but it's, I don't know threaded. What you call it, threaded.
Threaded.
He needled.
Threaded? needled. Sure the fuck did.
He sewed.
Does your mother sew?
A picture of the new S logo from the suit.
Uh-huh.
I actually kind of like it.
It's Kingdom Cummy.
It's Kingdom Cummy, but at,
Cummies.
But it's got, like, the gold in the background, not the, yeah, black.
Right.
Which I'm guessing leaves it for it to be that universe, just not yet.
Right. I know he wants to do a Kingdom Come. I can fucking feel it. And he's, yeah, going to fucking destroy it.
I mean, hopefully he feels like he has to earn getting there.
I hope so.
But it had some, like, snow on it as well, right, in, yeah, the picture. So they're definitely doing a Fortress of Solitude, which they said they were shooting in Norway, I think.
Yep.
Some, like, scooper in Norway.
Sure.
Was... sending out not set photos, but, like, of the area where they were shooting.
Man, I really want to trust him. I want to trust him so much, but I'm just...
yeah.
Yeah, it's a very much Kingdom Come Superman. I don't know if you saw the image they put out today. It's him, like, outside.
Is it the full?
Yeah. But, like, his face is kind of obscured. It's him in the outfit, and he's, like, outside the fortress.
Oh, no, I didn't see the outside of the fortress. I did see one of the full costume, though, and with the spit curl.
Nice.
And the makeup.
Good.
The spit curl looks great. He looks great in the uniform. And fucking red trunks on the outside.
Love it. I haven't seen that one. Fucking A.
Yeah. Yeah, so far, I'm liking the things I'm actually seeing rather than the things we're all hearing.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, save judgment for when I see it.
Oh yeah, there's a leak. Let me see it. Good spit curl, trunks, accurate belt.
Yeah, yeah. Like it looks good, man.
Sure.
You know, it's textured, but it's not that like over stylized sure. Zack Snyder-y texture. It's not a bunch of Superman symbols sure. like they would do for like the Star Trek Kelvin universe. I hated that texture. Like, oh, but it's the insignia, but like all over. It's like, well, then why do they have the insignia?
Ridiculous. What else you got?
And then I've got, I don't know if this is maybe something you would have for later or maybe. Perhaps a separate podcast that you've only done two episodes for.
Uh-huh.
But have you seen anything about the Willy Wonka of experience? Course.
So that guy hit me up and I'm like, we got to relaunch based on this. The yeah. stories coming out of it are just amazing.
Yeah. So this is maybe less of a Dan news and maybe more yeah. of a, hey, look forward to the next episode of in the unlikely event. Yeah. Sister podcast on not the network.
No, Fireside. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, holy shit. Go ahead. You explain it because it's bad.
The essentials that I got from it, the surface uh-huh. level, was that somebody wanted to put on a Willy Wonka
like themed it's an immersion thing. Instagrammable thing where you yeah. walk in and it's supposed yeah, to be like
a I forget what they call them. It's like a pop up, but yeah. an experience, yeah. but there's like an activation.
Yeah, that's you were supposed to be in there, and it was supposed to be like the chocolate room when yeah. they first open the door and they walk into it.
And apparently the people who designed the whole thing told AI
yeah.
to design it for them,
yeah.
then didn't edit anything
no,
and sent all of the AI-based instructions out to other people and said, just do that.
Yeah.
And they went, this is terrible, and I don't even know really how to do it. Right. And they go, don't care, just do it.
Right. People say it was a stunt, but it wasn't. It was just poorly. It's just a big, bleak warehouse with a bunch of, like, shittily produced things to take a picture with, like candy rainbows. And
yep.
But there's so much empty space between everything. It's pathetic looking.
And they apparently had actors and a storyline that had to learn, like, 15 pages of a story and dialogue. And all of it is nonsense.
So there was the unknown?
Yeah.
I think that's in the book, but I'm not sure.
The invented villain, apparently.
Is it invented? And it was just... It looked like an Eyes Wide Shut mask on someone, and he jumps out from behind a mirror and goes, boop.
Yeah. And there's, like, weird parts in, like, the dialogue and storytelling uh-huh. that's about, like, cleanliness and, like, one of the
is
things...
Is it close to godliness?
One of the things that they invent is the anti-graffiti everlasting gobstopper.
Great.
And my guess is part of the prompt... that they put into the AI
uh-huh.
was make it clean for family friendly.
Oh, smart.
Like a family friendly event, make it clean. Great. And then the AI went, clean, I can incorporate that.
Love it. No notes.
Sparkling tile uh-huh. and anti-graffiti gobstoppers. Yep. And it took it way too literally. Sure.
And the breakout star, of course, is?
Who was it? It was
the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
The lady. There's so much about her. She became an overnight sensation. So it starts with, like, there's a little tiny, like, bar where you can just get a little handful of free candy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a little tiny bar with a giant backdrop of nothing. And this a lady dressed like an Oompa Loompa just looking absolutely fucking miserable. It was a candid shot.
Yeah.
And that became the face of it. But then this outcrying of, like, love for her came out because, like, if you go through pictures of this, it's so much of her trying her best, like, getting with kids, taking pictures, playing games, giving them candy.
Oh,
and her background is entertainment for children's parties.
Oh, God. So she's just trying her best to keep the kids entertained right. in
she
a shitty situation.
She had a moment of sadness, and that became the face of it.
God.
But she apparently is a really sweet and wonderful person.
Yeah.
And really bubbly.
Oh,
and the pictures
God.
Of her are heartwarming, but yeah, I know.
Hire this woman for
Please.
Better things and pay her a bunch of money.
Hot garbage. I hope that she had like a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe.
Yeah, right? Fuck.
Yeah. What else you got?
I think that's all loaded up on my phone. The thing we didn't talk about last time.
Uh-oh.
I had a whole list of trailers that we went over, and we forgot the one we had just seen.
Oh, Civil War?
Which we saw again today. There's a movie called Civil War coming out, and I have very mixed feelings.
I don't. Looks bad. I'll see it, but it looks bad.
My mixed feeling is...
too close to home?
Also that, and the other side is I will basically watch anything that Ron Swanson is in.
All right.
And he plays the president, presumably.
I think he's the... I guess he could be. I took him from the trailer as like a secretary of press.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But if you haven't seen the trailer...
Guy who speaks in front of giant American flags on TV.
If you haven't seen it, it's California and Texas declare war on the United States. And there's also like a apparently third Florida coalition.
Florida like breaks off on its own and has its own like coalition
thing
going. It
definitely feels like it's very segmented. And it's about what would happen if there was a civil war in America.
Yeah, at one point there's like an American flag, but it only has two stars. And that's supposed to be California and Texas, I guess.
Which absolutely would never get along together.
No. This is how you know it's in a fictional universe.
I'd love to say a civil war in America could never happen, but history would prove me wrong.
Oh boy.
And I'm just
like
we're just so lazy now though. Like if it legitimately broke out, like I wouldn't even be on Texas's side, but I'd be like, oh whatever. Do I still have to go to work?
Yeah.
Do I still have to work?
Does this mean I have to drive to another state and find work again?
Right.
Fuck.
Who needs it? Like, if they're like, you have to fight, like, I'm going, but I have no delusions. I'm dying in the first 5 minutes, like a video game I've never played before.
Like, I'm just going to, like, stop paying rent.
Right? Let's do it. Let's do it. All of Yankee-dom. All of it. All right. All right. We're moving on. Yeah.
That's Dan News. Yeah.
Why the fuck do we need this in the world? Incredibly rare, we have a fan-submitted why the fuck do we need this.
Ooh.
From Hippie Hater, of course. Hey. He tagged me on X, formerly Twitter.
Oh, shit.
And he said, could this be either a why the fuck do we need this now or a news to lighten the moods? I'm like, it's a why the fuck do we need it. The Naked Gun reboot.
Oh, no.
Will be released July 15th of next year.
Oh, no.
Produced by Akira Schaffer and Seth MacFarlane, starring Liam Neeson.
Okay.
I just don't see it. Not Liam Neeson, though. We don't need a Naked Gun reboot. It's too current. It's too close.
Liam Neeson was the master of the stoic comedian.
Right.
Liam Neeson just does stoic.
Right. You understand, the box says the cereal's for children, but I myself am not a child.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite shots in a movie ever, is from The Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Okay.
And it was like simultaneously a hilarious parody of a thing that I didn't even recognize was a thing until they were parodying it. And it is a parody of the male gaze shot.
Okay.
Where you're meeting presumably sexy lady for the first time in the movie. So you have to pan up from her shoes all the way up to her face.
Got it.
Very slowly with sexy music in the background. And she's in like a short robe or something, but it starts on her like slippers, goes up her bare leg to a set of knees, and then more leg, and then another set of knees, and then more leg, and then the bottom of the thing she's wearing.
Yeah.
And it broke my brain.
For days. Legs for days.
You can do jokes just from a camera move.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
That's how good those movies were in their, like, they're just use of comedy from every angle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every type of... every department of filmmaking, how can you do jokes?
Right. The first Playboy I ever got as a very young kid was an interview with Liam Neeson and a photo shoot of him being like a fake spy with a bunch of naked girls around him.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening with Liam Neeson.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think we need it. I don't think it's going to be good.
Nope.
The other why the fuck do we need this, because there's a part two, is a story from Batman v Superman.
Okay.
The MPAA almost gave it a rating R. Can you guess why?
Oh, man. All right. So did they have to change anything? So no. Is this okay? This isn't something that might still be in the extended version.
Nope.
Okay. Bam, 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 bam. I cannot think of
what. Because it's ridiculous. The ratings board admitted they didn't like the idea of Batman fighting Superman. So gave it an R rating to stop it from coming out.
What?
These people have too much power and they have no criteria. It's just whatever the fuck they feel like in the moment. Fuck the MPAA.
Wow.
Unless I'm in a movie and then I love you, MPAA. Yeah. Someone give me a job.
Please give us the rating that we want so we can make the most money possible.
Fucking ridiculous.
Holy shit balls.
They admitted it out loud. The quiet part out loud.
Wow.
They finally just said, fuck it, fine, here's your PG-13.
Wow.
We don't need the MPAA. We need a set of criteria and a rubric that makes sense.
Yeah.
We don't need a bunch of assholes making these calls for us. I sound like a libertarian.
Libertarian wouldn't want the rule list.
It's time to lighten the mood before we go. Say that one more time.
Libertarian wouldn't even want the rule list.
That is true. I'm Swanson. John Williams mistakenly wrote a love theme for Luke and Leia due to a misleading narrative buildup. In the movie, in Empire, when Luke and Leia kiss, there is a specific love theme written for them.
That's hilarious.
He did not know because it was not
Lucas
planned.
Lucas didn't know. Yeah.
So, speaking of incest porn, he wrote a theme for this brother and sister to fuck on. He wrote a fuck theme for Luke and Leia. He
presumably wrote it, what, came out in 79 or was it 80?
I don't remember when the second one came out. I think 80.
77, 80, 81, 83.
Let's Google it. We got time.
I feel like they weren't even amount of years for some reason. I always think it's like 77, 83, and then it was either like 79 or 81.
Okay. We have to put down a bet. Gentleman's wager.
Oh, fuck.
What year do you honestly think that movie came out?
I wanted at first to say 79, but thinking about it practically, that they didn't know they were even going to get a second one, I'd push it to 81.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
80. I was right.
Oh,
80.
It was even every 3 years. Okay.
Me. I'm the winner. I'm very sleepy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, that's all I got. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Go see Dune.
Keep cinema alive.
Support actually good movies.
Yeah, right? We were fucking due for one, weren't we?
Yeah.
Maybe Civil War will be great.
Yeah, do you want less shitty blockbusters coming out? Support good blockbusters.
Right. Stop going to Pixar movies.
The budget's not the thing that makes big movies bad.
True. I agree. All right, thank you so much to everyone who listened to this episode. I know they're coming out very sparingly, but you know, you get what you pay for.
Hey.
You got your $2 worth.
Except a couple Patreons. We're sorry.
Yeah. Appreciate you. Well, not even. Thanks, Dan, for being here. Thanks for going to the movies with me. That was fun. You can shoot us any thoughts, concerns, criticisms, or sponsorship opportunities at 5x5film@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook with all the red hot memes of 5x5 at the movies. Thank you, Dan Benjamin, and the entire team at Fireside, but mostly Dan Benjamin. Dan Benjamin. That's my new favorite game. We'll see you next week with another 5x5 at the movies.
Roll credits.
Dan Benjamin. Roll credits. Got ya.
Oh, I should have looked up if Madam Web had the same budget as Dune Part 2.
Oh, and there's no way.
How vastly different the quality was.
All right, let's look this up. You're just a lying little bitch. Dune 2 budget. Dune 2 budget was $190 million.
Oh, yeah, there's no way they spent that much on Madam Web.
And lose some weight. Budget.
Like 130?
Nope.
80 mil.
Hey, hell yeah. Yeah, that was your best guess of the show.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, bye.
Bye.